1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I had mentioned earlier that I felt that John Walker was obviously not to be believed. He is the American Taliban who is in custody, is in the custody of the United States Marine Corps now, and made some comments about biological attacks here in the United States, that they were going to take place. And I just don't think the guy is credible. We have at least a couple of people who wanted to check in on that. And this is Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
We enjoy listening to your program. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You said earlier that John Walker was not to be believed. I think you have to understand something. We had a homeowners association meeting where I live in West Hills, and we believe John Walker is very, very dangerous to millions of American women.
To American women?
Yes. And the reason is, this is something I don't think men know. John Walker is very, very attractive to a lot of women. The images that we have seen in recent days have found a lot of women, I think, thinking about this young man. And I think a lot of women are at risk.
The images that we've seen of John Walker? Yeah, there's a lot of things I could say about that guy. I would never consider him to be, are you saying sexually alluring?
Phil,
I mean, here's a guy whose picture has been in the paper. He's been coated in mud.
Phil, this is something I guess women are different from men. Women are not necessarily locked in on looks, although if you look at him, he is very handsome. Yes, he was coated in dirt, but this time of year when there are a lot of single women and very lonely women, women who really want to be held and want to be with someone, and the Christmas season amplifies those feelings, and here comes this sort of sullen, dirty, extremely exciting young warrior. He has the rock star looks.
Is this guy, I want to know, are you telling me that John Walker Lind, this Taliban American, is good looking?
Well, Phil, as I said, it's not about a look. With women, it's never just about looks. There is a seething internal anger about this young man. The dark eyes.
You're telling me that right now American women find this guy?
I'm saying that if we had the chance, I think he would. He just has the look of sexuality about him. He would mount and ride any woman until her ass gave out. And there is a raw and filthy...
Okay, if you could watch your language, because we're trying to...
I'm very sorry?
Just watch your language.
All right, I'm sorry, Phil. I'm just saying...
I mean, the whole line about riding a woman until her ass gives out, okay?
I'm very sorry.
Women are thinking about this.
Oh, my... You haven't heard women... they have taken to this young man in his very sincere and angry quest for truth that took him to the farthest reaches of the world. This is the very definition of romance, Phil. And
all right, Bobby, I just want to be clear. American women are at risk because they could be controlled by this guy?
Oh, absolutely, yes. He is very sexy. There's a picture of him lying on his back with those very dark eyes, that very young and handsome face, the mouth slightly open, and there were three women at our homeowners association meeting, Mr. Hendry, myself, Janice Greeley, and Carol Hodson. We entered into the minutes of our homeowners association meeting that if we went horseback riding, and I can't even believe I said this, and my husband was there and other members, but if I went horseback riding on a Sunday afternoon, I would use his face as a saddle. And I said that...
Ma'am, we are...
No, Phil, I wanted that entered into the minutes of the meeting. And
Ma'am, all right. Okay, I got a couple of things going on here. The language and the choice of metaphors here about John Walker.
I am sorry for what I said, but the people don't understand. They didn't get it at the meeting, and the people aren't getting it now in your audience. The men don't get it. All the women in North America and Europe who have seen this young man's implosive and seething sexuality, he's dangerous. And thank God I am a strong woman. I have a strong marriage.
Well, that was my next question. Are you at risk? You just said you'd use his face as a saddle, which I can't believe is happening on my program.
Phil, I have a very good marriage, and I'm very strong. So, no, I'm not at risk. But many, many women are.
Well, this is a surprise to me. I look at that guy, and I see a wisp of a guy who's a metal case.
Show his picture to your wife.
Let me give our phone number out here, Bobby. 1-800-449-8686. This lady, along with others, have called to say that they find John Walker very, very attractive. Isn't this like the cult of personality that will spring up around some of these mental cases, like the Richard Ramirez's and the Charles Manson's?
No, this is much worse. This young man is not a killer. This young man is, in many ways, in the eyes of a lot of American women, a hero. And I think this comes from the fact
that... A hero?
Well, because he went away to a far-off nation and sought his fortune. And I think the reason why women are attracted to a young man like this is because there are very few men in our society who are willing to do this. And I sent a telegram.
There are very few men in our society willing to go to Pakistan, become Muslims, and then get into the middle of a fight with the Taliban. There are very few men willing to be stupid.
There are very few men willing to risk it all for an adventure in a faraway land like Pakistan or some of the...
It's called Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what I did. I sent a telegram to President Bush. I have offered myself to John Walker. At that time...
Wait a minute. You're offering yourself to John Walker to have sex with him, right? Let me ask you something. You said...
Yes, I am.
You said that you're a strong woman, and you want to have sex with John Walker. Why? Because that means all the other women wouldn't need to have him?
I am offering myself to John Walker for sexual purposes, so yes, other American women are not put at risk. I feel if he has me, then he won't want any other woman.
Well, I mean, Ms. Dooley, with all due respect, I know you just called my show. I don't know how, what, you know...
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. This is Steve Dooley.
Is this your husband?
Yes, go ahead.
My wife's... she's very good in bed.
Do you agree with this? Would you allow your wife to have sex with John Walker?
We've talked about it. If it saved the women, I would.
If it saved the women of America, you'd allow your wife to have sex with John Walker?
My husband and I have spoken about this. It's very important, Phil, that you understand the American man is so unexciting these days to American women that when we see a John Walker, we see the sexual possibilities with his implosive, seething, and adventurous soul.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, sir.
It was obviously my wife stuck a bowling ball through a straw.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, okay, please.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Andrea.
Okay, hold on. There's a lot of talk about sex, and I recognize that we don't have to be that graphic, all right?
I'm sorry.
I apologize, sir.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. As this lady says, that John Walker, the American Taliban, is very sexually exciting to American women. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. John?
This is Jim.
Oh, Jim, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just comment to Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is
mm-hmm.
not so much that this lady
mm-hmm.
and other ladies are being attracted to this man.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is for America that have women who feel this way about anything like this. This is a scary thought.
No, I didn't think men would understand because American men rarely understand the heart of American women and our desire for men.
Well, I don't personally believe that you represent American women.
Well,
you represent a belief that you personally have. You do not represent all women.
I'm stuck a bowling ball through.
Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd ask Mr. Dooley to please be quiet and let this gentleman finish.
Well, I've been married for 35 years to the same woman,
mm-hmm,
and obviously
mm-hmm.
we don't have a relationship that
mm-hmm.
brings into context sexuality, because that is certainly not what turns a lot of women on. But
has your wife seen a picture of John Walker, the implosive, seething sexuality? This is a man who is very exciting looking. very exciting.
Well, you just got through. Wait a minute. You just got through saying that you just don't look at the looks. Now you're saying it's sexuality. So
you're kind of
being hypocritical here.
No, Jim, sex is not just about looks for women. It's the whole package. And I think your wife would love to have John Walker.
Saddle.
All right, we don't need any more references to saddles.
I think we got two sick puppies on the line here.
My wife, bowling ball through a star.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. All right, the sexual references.
Well, Phil, what I am trying to say is that American women find John Walker to be sexually exciting.
Yeah, but the sucking a bowling ball through a straw, okay?
I apologize for that.
I'm sorry, sir. So that man didn't get it.
Well, that man didn't understand that sex for women isn't just about looks.
No, I know. I've heard that said many, many times, and I get that. I get that. Let's go to another call. Jenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm an American woman, and I'm completely offended by this person. She is obviously insane. Mrs. Whatever your name is, how dare you say what American women like sexually or otherwise? I mean, I would venture to say that the majority of women find this man repulsive. And if you think that a hairy, non-bathed man would be attractive to anybody, that just points out what kind of person you are. And to say that he's attractive to American women, don't generalize.
Beauty and the Beast, Jenny. You know the story of Beauty and the Beast. We love a rough, untamed man.
Excuse me, that is not rough and untamed. He is psychotic.
We love a man who stinks.
We love a man. I can't believe that they're letting you on the air. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You are no representation of what an American woman is.
Excuse me, I'm an American woman.
You are just as disgusting as he is.
Oh, I am, because
I'm
speaking the truth.
As a woman.
Because I'm speaking
the truth. As a human being.
I mean, isn't this stuff kind of traitorous? Isn't this kind of traitorous, Bobby?
I love my country, and I
you
would
love
you,
your country.
I would ask you.
You don't love your country. You don't love being a woman. You don't love being a human being. You are disgusting.
How dare you say that you
represent the female women?
I represent all honest women. Not
all
you, Jenny, but all
women.
Honest women.
You
represent
all sick
women. All
women
who want to tell the truth. That John Walker is a very, very exciting-looking man.
Well, he's exciting to you, and that just
and
points out
this.
The kind of sick human
and
being that you could possibly be.
I would like
you know,
to say
I feel ashamed for you, your family, God forbid you have any kids, because you're sick.
You know something what I find really appalling, that you're not honest enough to say that you would use his face as a bar stool any day.
So, you know, just your remarks show the kind of person that you are. You would not reach an American woman's ankle. That's how low you are. Okay?
I am trying to save the women of America, and I can't believe how selfish you are. That there are women out there. So you have never fantasized about making love to a rough and filthy animal.
You know, my fantasies are my fantasies. But making love, let me tell you, my fantasies have never included making love to a filthy animal.
You've never fantasized. You've never fantasized about making it with a biker?
No, and I'm not going to talk about my fantasies. I have given my opinion.
But
you do not represent American women. You do not represent honest women. You do not represent Americans. You do not represent
how
the human race or any
how
kind of woman.
How dare you say what I represent?
No, how dare you? Well, how dare you say what we represent?
You are lying
you
to
are
America.
Disgusting.
I think
you're
lying. I thank
you, Phil, for this opportunity to confront
this
obvious
up.
Other
thank
animal.
Thank you for not having the courage.
Thank you. I
thank
cannot
you for
speak
being,
to another person like
I
this.
I think you're very, very, don't have any courage. Oh, my God.
Well, she's hung up. What was the point you wanted to make?
The point that I wanted to make is I'm sure that Jenny, wherever you are right now, Jenny, never fantasized about making hot sex with a biker or a riveter or a construction worker. I married Steve, a wildly successful landscape architect. He works with his hands and he works outdoors. Maybe that's why I would never fall under the spell of John Walker, because I have my John Walker. Steve?
We have a great sex.
All right, I understand about your sex, guys. Hold on for a minute. This woman calls and says that John Walker puts millions of American women at risk because, in point of fact, he is a very dark, alluring, and sexy-looking animal, and could create a cult of personality around himself and put American women at risk. Most American women would like to make love to John Walker, according to her. Hold on, Bobby and your husband, Steve. I'm Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby is with me, a caller from West Hills who believes that John Walker, the American Taliban, is very sexually exciting and alluring to American women, something that men don't get. You have offered to have sex with him so as to satisfy him so that he doesn't go after other American women. Let me ask you something. This is a guy who is a dirty 20-year-old boy who may have mental problems. You understand that, don't you?
Phil, what I think is that you and other American men think that John is mentally deranged. I think he's dangerous. I don't think he's mentally deranged.
And well, what is this you offering to have sex with him?
I am a certified Red Cross volunteer. And through the auspices and aides of the United Nations, I can have sex with him. And in so doing, allow other women to experience. American women are very tightly organized that way. It's almost as if one of us were to have an orgasm, we all can.
I don't know anything about what you're saying. All I'm hearing you say is that there are a lot of American women out there that want to have sex with John Walker, but you're the one who ought to do it.
Phil,
What if there's a woman closer, like a woman on the East Coast, a woman in Afghanistan, closer to John Walker, could do the job?
No. You're welcome to try and find her, but I get a lot of very graphically vulgar comments from the bag boys at Vaughn's, the maintenance men in the community. I mean graphically vulgar and obscene comments. So they know what I got.
They know what my wife got.
I can't talk to your husband.
I'm sorry.
1-800-449-8686. Liz, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Liz?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Go
I didn't
ahead,
feel
ma'am.
Like you were talking to me.
Go ahead.
I can't believe this woman. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this woman that has the nerve to say that she's representing American women.
Mm-hmm.
Bull nothing. Mm-hmm. Bull nothing. What planet did you come from?
This guy is
a treasonous, treacherous liar. He has
since
no concept
when
of
do
God,
American women
country,
understand
or
treason?
Family. He's betrayed everything that we stand
for. Since when do American women even understand treason?
And American women are very resourceful, and we are very strong, and we certainly don't need someone who is so filthy and so lacking in morals that he has to turn against anything.
Well,
fact of matter,
I'd love to be able to say something, Mr. Hendry.
Go ahead.
Since when do American women understand what treason is? I mean, we don't.
What
really,
treason is?
We're really
your
not
country.
Into politics. We're not into politics.
Well, you might not be into politics.
Well, you're very right. Well,
but,
if you
are, you know, a lot of women
all of
are.
My
yes,
friends
I
are
am.
Not.
I am very active in
my,
politics.
My friends
and
are not.
And treason is any act that betrays your country and your flag.
How
and he
is
has
having,
done that.
Liz, how is using his face as a bicycle seat treason?
That's disgusting.
Oh,
and that's
God.
You should be ashamed of a
Why?
Thing on radio.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, and it's filth. And he's filthy, and he should be put up like they used to do in the Foreign Legion. Stand him up to the stake and ready, aim, and fire.
You're,
that's
you're,
all that he deserves.
You're excited by
and
him, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're excited by him, aren't you?
Disgusting.
No, you're excited
I'm
by
annoyed.
Him.
I'm annoyed that you have the gall to stand up there and say that you represent American women, and you want to save us. We don't need any saving from you, honey. We can do it all on our own.
Yeah,
and
you,
we don't
you'd
need
use his face as a fuzzy bicycle seat.
Would you get your husband off the phone, please?
He's just as bad as you are, putting you up like that. What, no wonder you get comments from the men in Bonds and all the other supermarkets. Who knows what the heck you look like and what passes you make at other men? You have no respect for your yourself, no respect for your husband, no respect for your country.
I think you think John Walker is exciting.
I think that he is a scumbag.
That you would
I think love that he is a scumbag.
To have
That's
him stand you
he
upside
be
down.
He doesn't deserve a
all right.
trial.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Got a controversy here about John Walker being sexy. The Phil Henry Show. All right, we're going to finish out our conversation with Bobby and Steve Dooley, members of a homeowners association who believe, and you entered this into the meeting minutes, who believe that John Walker is so sexy, so alluring, and so absolutely attractive to American women, he is a threat.
Well, Phil, I don't think he's just a threat. I think that John is trying to warn us. He is trying to tell us that there could be a biological attack. He is saying...
John, it's not John Walker. It's not Walker. It's John who's trying to warn us?
Well, he did say about biological attack.
The guy's a psycho case who heard some bullcrap around a campfire with other Taliban guys. And all of it's baloney, and none of it is, come on, guys.
Well, Phil, I think that John...
And what's this John?
What's wrong with calling a man by his first name?
There's nothing wrong with calling a man by his first name. This guy is, as you've just heard many of these women calling, saying that he's a traitor.
Well, these are American women who refuse to face their own nature, a nature that would become very unbridled, a nature that would become almost like a wild animal. Were they in the same room with John and his raw, implosive sexuality, molten, implosive sexuality? Now, his face... and a saddle.
Will you please stop that?
I'm sorry.
Well, you keep going down that road. His face in a saddle. His face is a bicycle seat.
Barstool.
Yeah, she said barstool too. Here is Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Barbara.
Bobby, I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you the same person?
Sue on the Phil Henry Show. Sue?
Yes, hi. I just have one comment to make to this, Mrs. Dooley.
Yes.
You have obviously run out of your medication, and
I
you need to get in the car and
I'm
go get a refill
it.
On
I'm
your
honest about it. I'm honest about what you're thinking.
I'm
honest about
me.
You going
Wait
in
a, minute.
A
explain
bathroom
this to me.
With this picture.
Explain this
a
to me.
A bathroom with
How
his picture.
How in
yes.
the name of God
mm-hmm.
do you go
mm-hmm.
from... Will you be quiet and let me talk? I've listened to your ranting for the last 15 minutes.
My ranting? I'm not screaming. I'm talking very
All right.
calmly.
No, ranting. Mm-hmm. Ranting doesn't mean to mean screaming. It means
no, it
ranting.
Means, no, ranting means screaming.
Oh,
no,
well, whatever, okay.
You're going
no,
on and on. Well,
means,
let me get to my
it
point.
It means screaming, and I wasn't
All right,
ranting.
Let me get to my point.
Okay, but
where
so long as you admit...
in the name...
So long as
are you
going to
let me talk?
No, I'm going to let you talk, but what is ranting?
All right,
what
where
is
in the
what
name
is,
of God
what is ranting?
You...
What is ranting?
I'm not... That's
exactly
the point
what you,
here.
No, you had it wrong, and you won't be big enough to admit you were wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong. You were right.
See,
is that okay?
See? I told
All
you.
All right.
I
Where
told you,
do
though.
You go?
See?
How do you even tie
See?
In?
I told you.
Would you shut up, Bobby, and let the lady talk?
Did I tell
Where
her?
Did
yes, you told
get?
Her, okay?
Oh, my
well,
God.
I got it right about ranting. You got it wrong.
Will you go ahead, please, Sue?
Okay.
But I was
Where
right about ranting,
you
wasn't
cor-
I
Where is the
Give
correlation? Where is the correlation
mm-hmm.
between what is going on in this country and Afghanistan? And you, where do you even tie in having sex with this man? Where
First
did you come from? What
you
kind of lunatic are you?
Women want to feel John Walker's nose.
I love rough men too, lady.
That's
but
right.
But that has nothing to do
you know,
with this man being a terrorist.
You know
you
as much
wacko.
As I do that women want to have sex with a biker.
What the hell does that have to do with John Walker? Is he riding a bike around Afghanistan?
John Walker is a rough, very implosive. He ran off to Afghanistan and did things that American men don't have the guts to do.
So my brother, who's in the freaking Navy, doesn't have any guts.
Oh, the
He's
Navy.
Protecting your
Time I checked, the ocean isn't in Afghanistan. The ocean
Hell do you think our troops are coming from? They're coming off of the ships that are taking them over there, you wacko.
He's never been to Afghanistan, though.
Your husband, your husband or your brother?
My brother.
Oh, he's sitting on a ship. Sitting on a ship eating steak and eggs. He's not in Afghanistan.
Sure he is.
And
sure
John
he is,
Walker,
lady.
John Walker was with a gun and everything.
Okay, you know what you need to do? Here's what you need to do. You need to go to an airline.
By the way, is it your brother or your husband? I meant to say your brother is your husband.
You're psycho.
I'm psycho because I'm saying what you're thinking, that you'd like to go into the bathroom with a picture.
Don't talk for me.
Oh, how many times do you go into the bathroom with a shampoo bottle after you see his picture, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Sue,
you and your husband are both whack jobs.
Listen to this, because I think this speaks for you, Lenore, and everyone.
Go ahead.
Bust a flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I
see the news, lonely as I could be.
Wait a minute, what is this?
Oh, you laughing? Wait a minute, are you laughing?
You need your facts all, okay? You're obviously...
You know what you need? You need a good stiff...
All right, watch it.
Lady, I'm married and I have a very good sex life. I don't need to daydream about other men.
You think you have a good
like
sex life.
You
have a good sex life until you park it on John Walker's.
All right.
Okay. Well,
I'm holding John Walker's
question.
Hand in mine.
Freedom
is just another word for nothing left to lose. John Walker.
You're loving it.
It ain't free. Oh, using John's face for a bicycle seat.
God.
Okay.
Now, why are you loving
enough is good enough for me. Good enough for me and John Walker McGee.
Oh, my God.
That's really great.
Oh, you need to sit on John's face and feel the touch.
All right, okay, that's fine. This is the... Where's this music coming from, anyway?
John and I were on a bus.
Yeah, you and John on a bus.
I'm John Walker McGee.
This is the Phil...
Me and John Walker.
This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The voice of, the voice of Bobby McGee. No, the voice of Bobby Dooley. I just thought of that. I didn't think of that. Bobby McGee, Bobby Dooley. Anyway, the voice of Bobby McGee. The voice of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley done by me. The people that called in, real people who thought those were real people. And that's the Phil Henry Show. If you'd like to see us perform our show, and I am told it's a very interesting thing to see indeed. Well, all you have to do is log on to our website, philhenryshow.com, get a backstage pass for only $6.95, and this coming December the 21st, that's just a week from when? Oh, 2 weeks from Friday. 2 weeks from, am I right about that? 2 weeks from Friday? No, 1 week from tomorrow? From Friday? 1 week from Friday will be our first ever webcast of the Phil Henry Show. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, goes all the way until 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And you will see us not only doing our broadcast, which in and of itself is interesting, you'll see us prepping the show. We will be doing our show prep. We will be sitting and talking, and me, myself and Janice, and you'll see Chris, and you'll see Craig, and everybody. And you'll see the show on a 360-degree live video streaming camera. What does that mean? It means this. It means it's not a camera that reloads an image every minute. It means it's going to be live streaming video. That's number one. Number two It is going to be a 360-degree view of the studio that you control. You control it from your computer. You log on, you click on the 360-degree camera, and you scroll around the studio, looking at any and everything that you want to see, looking at any and everything in my office that you want to see. You may try to catch the numbers on my credit card. You may try to catch the numbers on my checking account. You may try to catch and see if you can find my home address or home phone number. It's going to be fantastic for you to drive yourself nuts trying to see stuff that you won't be able to see. You control it. And that'll be happening on December the 21st. You will not see this unless you have a backstage pass, and you can't get a backstage pass unless you go to philhenryshow.com and get it for $6.95. But what you get with a backstage pass is every month, every day of every month, you'll get an audio archive that features classic material going back 6-7 years on our show. You'll get a Listen Live feature in which you can hear today's show on demand anytime outside of the normal time that the show airs, 4 to 7 Pacific, and you'll get a 30-day archive of our shows in which you can go back 30 full days and listen to any and all shows that you might have missed or shows that you want to reference. You also get a show article. This, by the way, is free. You don't even have to pay for this, but every day we post a show article, tells you what was on yesterday's show. And that kind of just gives you a little lowdown on what's happening. You also get games. We've got a Hendroids game, a video game feature. We have articles, different things that are happening, what's up with the show. We've got show news, and we've got a bio about myself and my favorite links on the web. So get your backstage pass, and in so doing, you'll also get free, as a bonus for this Christmas season, our webcast, which happens on December the 21st and is for only $6.95. And I just looked at our subscription rate. We're doing good. We're really doing good. How good are we doing? We have more subscribers to our website than Dr. Laura has to hers, which I no disrespect to Dr. Laura. It just so happens we happen to have more subscriptions for our website than Laura, Jim Rome, anybody that you care to mention. Bob and Tom, all of them. You know, we want to know why? Because our listeners want to get that. They want to get that good audio, man. They might have missed a bit. They might have missed a long form bit, a short form bit. They want to get that stuff, man, because you can't get it on any other website with the quality that you get it on ours. You can't get it on any of these websites that are pirating our stuff and putting it up for free because the quality is so lousy. But the audio quality on our material is like 200-300% better than anything else you're going to get. PhilHenryShow.com. Don't miss it. Now, I don't know what anybody, and our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what anybody thinks about what women are fantasizing about, but I can tell you today what American men are fantasizing about. Among many things that American men fantasize about, but the one thing that a lot of us have in common today, I ain't kidding you either, is I'm looking at these stories about the Al-Qaeda and about the Taliban and flushing them out, and I'm looking at American Special Forces guys riding on horseback across the Afghanistan desert with a rifle slung on their shoulders, riding with Northern Alliance soldiers into the teeth of the enemy, and then at night, sitting around the campfire, powering down a couple of Mickey's Wide Mouths. There is not an American man that doesn't want to be doing that. Now, I know what you're saying. I know that it's very dangerous. We could all die, especially guys like me. I get there within 5 seconds, I'm dead. But the fantasy, these guys are living a fantasy. I looked at Craig today. I said, look at these guys. These are young guys that are over in Afghanistan right now. They are making, if God willing they survive, they're making memories that will never, I mean, for the rest of their lives. They went over to Afghanistan. They went into the mountains. They went into the caves. They defended their country. America had never been attacked before the way that we had been attacked on our own home soil. These cats get on horses. Do you see these guys on horseback? They're riding through the streets of Kandahar. They're riding through the streets of Kunduz and Mazar-e-Sharif in trucks. They're advising Northern Alliance generals. They're spotting for artillery, spotting for the bombing runs. Then they move on into to another area, and they have these nighttime strikes against fleeing Taliban. These guys, these American soldiers, are living a fantasy. They are living the life that every single American man, without question, is fantasizing about today. I don't care who you think you are, who you say you are, or what you think your priorities are. You know you'd like to be doing that. You'd like to live and come back without having your balls shot off, but you'd like to be doing that. I'd like to be doing that and maintain some semblance of genitalia, but I'd like to be doing that. Because that's a fantasy. And I said on the air, I'm 49 going on 50. I'd get into a uniform today for this country. Right after 9/11, I said, I would sign up. But what branch of the military would have me? I'm too old. I went on the website. CIA cuts you off at 35. FBI cuts you off at 39. You can't even be a cop. I'd be one of those guys in World War II with a little civil defense hat, you know, and going, turn out your lights. There's a blackout in place, ladies. Turn out your, you know. Because that's a whole macho thing going on over there, man. I mean, that's just, you know, that's every guy's dream, every guy's fantasy, every guy's, you know, defending your country on horseback, you know, waiting to bring bin Laden's head out of a cave. Does it sound violent? Does it sound cartoonish? Does it sound like a comic book? Does it sound like some macho dream to be dismissed while you run off and see what Ann Taylor has got on sale? Maybe it is. But nonetheless, it's real. It's as vivid and as real for any man as you could possibly think. What did I do today? I was looking for a car. You know, I don't really spend money on myself. And I mean that. I don't really. I mean, my coworkers can see the clothes I wear. I mean, yeah, I walk in here dressed to the nines every day. That's for sure. Not. But I bought myself a car today, and I was feeling guilty about it. I said, look, I may be driving around in the lap of luxury. When what would I really rather be doing? I'd rather be sitting behind one of them, I don't know what the hell that is, 50-millimeter machine guns on the back of one of them Humvees, that whole Rat Patrol thing, you know, going through the sand, hunting down the bad guys. And these are real bad guys. This ain't Viet Cong and NVA and sort of a surreptitious enemy that is, you're not sure whether an enemy or not. You're not even sure whether you ought to be there. Is there any doubt that we ought to be in Afghanistan? There's no doubt at all that we ought to be doing what we're doing. There has never been a more righteous war that we've been involved in than the one that we're involved in right now. I mean, I ain't saying World War II wasn't righteous, but World War II is no more righteous than what we're doing right now. And those cats that are over there right now, those special forces guys, those Marines in Kandahar, all of the guys on the ships in the Arabian Sea and in the Indian Ocean, all of those flyers. Did you hear the story? Northern Alliance sitting in the hills. American F-16s go in and make their run. And as they're coming back over the Northern Alliance lines, they do a turn. They do a wing-over-wing turn as a salute to the troops below. I mean, it's sex. That's what it is. This is macho. Guys are coming over and they're doing a wing-over-wing salute, saying, we just dropped the goods, baby. And the Northern Alliance are cheering them below. They're cheering, pumping their rifles in the air. Is there any of us, especially those of us who are the sons and daughters of World War II vets? I saw a picture, and it was a picture of an American GI standing in the middle of POWs that had just been liberated in Germany at the end of World War II. And the GI was holding a rifle. And he had it up in the air, and he had a mustache, and the other guys were holding up cigarettes. And I said, look at what that generation got to do. Look at what they got to do. And so all of a sudden, the crap hits the fan on 9/11, and here's a generation that gets to do some stuff. Now maybe we get to be the next greatest generation. Well, I'm going to get into this thing. I don't know how. If Geraldo Rivera's sitting over there dodging bullets, how come I don't get to be there? Geraldo got Fox to pay his way over there. And he's packing. Did you see the latest? He's got a gun. He's got a gun. Geraldo said was going over there. Man, I know exactly what's going through his head. I've got to be there. And he went out and got himself a Gat, and he's over there in Afghanistan, and he's waiting to, you know, to cap some Tora Bora, Al-Qaeda, Bingo, Bongo, whatever the hell those guys are. Good for you, Geraldo. Look, when you kill bin Laden, man, you make sure that you report on that now, you hear? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.